I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Welcome to August. It is the first Sunday in August. This summer is ticking by, but this is an amazing month for I've Decided. We have our final half-day conference of the year happening on Saturday, August 26th. So I want to make sure that you are personally invited to come out and spend the morning with us, get motivated, connect with other like-minded people in our community, and let's just help you be successful in fulfilling your dreams, okay? Are you with me? Because that's what we do with I've Decided. We are your platform for success and transformation, and our goal is to help you achieve your goal. And we do that through our local events like the conference. We have business members, business resources for you who are a part of I've Decided. We have over 50 businesses now as resources, and we are so thankful for each and every one of them. I want to give a shout out to them. They are your community-wide difference makers. And I especially want to thank Junction City. They are our first presenting sponsor. So we are so grateful to have all of our businesses and especially Junction City as a presenting sponsor on board with us. So we love this radio show, and it's an opportunity for us to share success stories, to share your success stories. Who knows? Maybe you might have a success story come out of this, and I'll have you on the radio show. That'd be awesome. But we also like to share our business members, the resources that are available to you. And a lot of times, our business members are doing things to motivate and inspire and encourage you. And that's what they love so much about being a part of I've Decided. And my guest today is no different. She is awesome. Ingrid Bile. Hey, Ingrid.
Hi, Kim.
Otherwise known as Ing, right?
That's right.
We like calling her Ing, but she has an amazing story, and she is one of our business members, but also, specially, she is going to be speaking at our conference and teaching one of our power sessions called Dream Big. And I know firsthand Ingrid is a dreamer, and she is turning her dreams into reality, and she's going to share some of that story with us today. So let's just dive right in, Ingrid.
Yeah, that
sounds
great.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I know. This is exciting. So we all have dreams.
Yes.
And
I hope so.
Yes, we do. Regardless of, I think everybody does.
I think so,
don't
too.
You?
I do.
Even if they don't admit it, they do. Everybody has dreams. But you have taken your dreams and you're turning them into a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing that, and I've been watching that unfold over the last couple of years. So let's just share your story a little bit. Help the listeners understand a little bit more of your passion for encouraging people to dream big.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, I mean, it starts with, you know, years ago, I was working in a corporate world, right? Doing the 9 to 5. And my background's graphic design. So it's always something that I've loved to do. But I did find that I was starting to lose a little bit of the passion for it. And so you have to kind of take a moment to reflect within, why am I feeling that way? You know, why am I dragging my feet on it when it's something that I've always loved to do? Come to find out, it's because I feel like I'm an entrepreneur at heart, right? I needed to be outside of the walls. I wanted to kind of do my own thing and carve my own path and maybe go against the grain a little bit. So I kind of broke away from that, and I did it for contract for quite some time. Same thing, graphic design, marketing people. I started doing wedding stationery, which was super fun. I was doing thank you cards and stuff for a lot of people, you know, and then that kind of put me into wedding business, right? I started doing event design. I had my own business called Ings with that as well. Ing, there's a trend here, right?
Yeah, I think I've seen that out there before. Yeah. I even met you in this new adventure.
Yeah,
I saw that out there. I thought that was familiar. Interesting. That's funny. Okay.
Yeah. So I was doing event design, but here's the thing. So it's always been something deep inside me that was burning. And it's like, what do I do with it? I always felt that need to live bigger and fulfill my life even further. And it's not a selfish feeling. It's more of a feeling of, how can I help and affect as many people as I possibly can, right? How can I become a household name and be thought about in this positive light in people's world? How do I reach that many people? So as I continue to move on, I get more and more involved. And that's the thing about dreams, right, Kim? So the more you dream, the bigger they get.
Yeah, I like to say big dreams, big God.
Yeah.
Bigger dreams, bigger God.
Yeah.
Right? So you just keep dreaming bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. They just keep growing and growing. So now what am I going to do? So you need to apply action to your dreams. So I was just talking to you about it just a little bit ago. So these are the things we need to do. We need to look for opportunity, right? And we need to never turn our back on opportunity, even if at the surface level, it's something we don't think we want. Okay. Because I can tell you the platform that I'm using right now that I have found is something I turned my back on many times in the past because I thought I was doing it on my own. I already thought that I was carving my path and I didn't need to be doing the same thing maybe somebody was telling me to do. But also what comes with that, what I have found is that you also need people. You know, you need to be surrounded by people who are also dreaming, who are of the like mindset as you are. And within this platform that I'm using, those people are everywhere. It's countless. When you get into that world and hear their inspiration and their dreams and what they're working towards and why they're doing it, you can't help but feel inspired yourself and you want to move forward. And everything's easier done when you have accountability and you have people running with you, right? When you're locking arms with those right people and it just gets bigger and bigger. So that's kind of how I've landed where I'm at. You know, I found something that I love. I found something that's helping me and my family. I found something that's helping now my friends and my network and more people. And it's just kind of grown from there. And now what I have found is a lot of people do dream, like we mentioned earlier, but a lot of people don't know how to put those dreams into action. Okay. And they do, like you said, they may be keeping them to themselves. And so I find that there's definitely a need to kind of reach down deep into those people and pull it out. How am I going to do that? You know, I'm going to go around talking about it.
And so what I hear you saying is that you found an amazing company where mm-hmm. you could get on board mm-hmm. and start your own business, yeah. basically, with a product that you absolutely love.
Right.
And of course, when you love a product, it's easy to sell because now you're just transferring your passion.
Oh, yeah.
But what you're really doing, and I think what is so fantastic, and I think what will encourage people, is what I heard you say is you really like to get people out of their shell, push them further, mm-hmm. make them dream bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so this platform that you've created through your in-home business is now allowing you the opportunity to encourage people to dream big.
Yeah. You are spot on.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. Well, you know, right. And that's what everyone needs to do. It doesn't matter where you are. You can use your platform to do what it is that you want to do. I know we talked to our good friend Jeannie Quick, who's one of our business members. She's
yeah.
our realtor, and she likes to connect people, mm-hmm. right? So she sees herself as a connector.
Yeah.
And so she uses her realty business as that opportunity to do what she really loves to do. I'm a motivator. Mm-hmm. Kim Martin motivates, right?
Right.
That's what I love to do. So through I've decided I can use that as a platform to motivate people.
Right, right.
And so you are using your Plexus business as that platform to inspire people to dream big.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Because there's just so much wrapped into that. You know, people have all different kinds of dreams, right? All sorts of dreams. But you need somebody to dream with, and that's going to help you apply the action. And I can do that on so many different levels. So and even if we're just starting, you know, there's just the first step because like I said earlier, right, those dreams always get bigger, but you have to start knocking it out, right? Little by little, one step in front of the other and keep moving forward. And then you're going to see that those dreams start to become bigger and you're molding them into something bigger because you've accomplished something. It's kind of like I read this book, it was probably a few months ago, called The Compound Effect. Okay. And it's the idea of applying small action, the same consistent small action every single day to make big change, right? So if you can do something every single day. So in my business. So all I do is ask you to, you know, use my favorite products every single day, right? If you can do that small step, you're going to notice it's going to start to compound. You're going to start to feel better. You're going to notice another change. You're going to notice another change. And honestly, that all comes with your desire, your mood, and the ability to grow those dreams too. Because now you're starting to think, wow, I'm confident, right? I can accomplish this now. You're closer to feeling like you can accomplish that. You have more belief in yourself. Those are all key things. I mean, you have to have those, right? You have to have those characteristics in place, but you don't have to have them at this moment. You just have to start.
It's not an all or nothing.
Right.
I think that's the thing too. It's like just taking those baby steps. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes, don't you find, Ingrid, that people hold back because they don't see the whole, they feel like if they don't have the whole big picture.
Oh, all the time. All the time. Oh my goodness. You like hit the nail on the head. If I could find a way to just come, just get them on this side of it. You know, to see the roots of it, right? To see the whole growth instead of just looking at the pretty flower on top. You got to think about where that came from. You know, that doesn't just appear.
Right.
So we can do that. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the image too. There's this image and I love it. I keep it on hand to share with people, to share with my team members, to share with my clients who I'm helping feel better. You know, I've shown it to my kids. You know, they need to see it. But it's the iceberg, right? And underneath, it's like huge under the water. No one sees that.
Right. They just see the tip.
They just see the tip of it.
I have that too. I love that. I've seen that before. It's so, I'm getting it. I don't know, guys. Are you listening to this? Are you getting motivated and inspired? And you're dreaming big. I know I am. This is just the energy in here is crazy today. So my guest, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to my good friend and our business member of I've Decided, Ingrid Bile. And she's just sharing about dreaming big and her story about how she took that leap of faith and decided to dream big. And better yet, you can hear Ingrid and meet her in person at our half-day motivational conference that's happening on Saturday, August 26th. So if you missed the beginning of the show, want to make sure you don't miss that. It is August the 26th. It's from 9 to noon. You can get registered at ivedecided.org. And Ingrid is going to be teaching a power session about how you can dream big, but not just dream big, but then have that action plan. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about that, Ingrid. Yeah. I know you said there's going to be three very important things that you're going to talk about at the power session. Mm-hmm. And these are things that you've used personally.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the first step is the why. Mm-hmm. We talk about that all the time with I've Decided, but share how you came about your why. Mm-hmm. Like, what inspired you to take that leap of faith into starting your own business and going for it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would love to. So our why is so important, and you hear it all the time. And it's got to be the thing that you come back to that's going to give you the support and the strength and the courage. You know, when you go, you know, and you take on the journey of accomplishing your dreams. Right. When you start to try to turn those dreams into reality, there's bumps. There's bumps in the road. You're going to go up and you're going to go down. I mean, it's, you know, two steps forward, one step back, but that's okay because your why, that's where it comes into play. It's got to be strong enough and powerful enough. You've really got to feel it inside to know this is why I push forward. This is why I'm going to accept that one step back and I'm going to take three steps forward the next time. You got to be able to do that, you know?
Understand what it is that you really want. And
oh, yeah.
Why.
And it can't just be, I want to mention this too. It can't just be, I want to be, for instance, successful. You know, I want to make a lot of money or I want to do, you know, whatever it is. I want to look good in my bikini. It can't be, you know, something.
I hear that all the time, right?
Right?
I want to look good in my bikini too. But I mean, man, I've been running for 12 years. I know.
Right.
No, of course. Right. That's just superficial.
Yeah. It's on top. That's what I say. That's when your why's wrapped in vain.
Right.
You're not going to be able to get it. It's not
starting
enough
out of
to
place
hold you
of
there.
Love. That's starting out of place of not loving yourself, really.
Yep.
When you're saying, I don't like the way I look, so I'm going to do this.
It can't just be surface. It can't be on the surface or what people may see on the surface.
Right.
You got to really feel it because a lot of people aren't going to acknowledge your dreams to you. They don't know what's going on in there. So you have to feel it on the inside enough for yourself to where you can bring those things to your surface and know that you're working towards a very powerful why.
Right.
You know.
And what is your why, if you don't mind me asking?
I would absolutely love to share that. My why, it's kind of what I mentioned earlier. I want to be a bright spot in people's lives. I want to say, hey, you know what? I ran into Ing the other day. Man, I feel good. I mean, isn't that enough sometimes?
You know? Yeah.
I just, that's what I want. I want when people, and my gosh, my family. I mean, that's a popular why, you know? But I really do. I want my husband to be able to do what he wants to do. And I want him to have the freedom to be able to do those types of things. I want my kids to see me really work hard towards something and power through. I want them to hear my name, you know, in a positive light.
The legacy, right?
Yeah, it's a legacy. You said it. You work towards that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then the second thing you talk about is accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And again, how important is that? We know all about accountability.
Sure.
But so where did your accountability come in when you took this leap of faith and opening your own business and going after this? Where did you find that accountability?
Yeah. Well, okay. So in the past, like I said, I've always kind of had this burning desire to do my own thing. And I've always been kind of going at it alone. Basically because it was pretty specific to what I was doing, pretty specific to my talents. And I didn't have like that support system. So that was a huge thing that I noticed when I started seeing, and even just kind of dabbling in this type of business model, I was like, wow. People are really supportive. They want you to succeed. They want to lift you up, you know, in confidence. And that was a huge thing for me. And so since then, I've noticed you got to surround yourself with the right people. So when I say accountability, I'm not just talking about somebody who's like, okay, you're going to do this today? Good, do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Not that checklist person.
Somebody on the other end who's just like, okay, well, they may do it. I'm not going to do it. You know,
right.
You know, you don't know what they're doing. So I'm talking about somebody who's there in your time of struggle, who's there to celebrate your success because you want to celebrate them too. You want to be there in their time of struggle as well. Because, you know, like I said, it's two steps forward, one step back. You need those people around you. Yes, and accountability does come into play. I do want someone saying, hey, did you do that? You said you're going to do that. But that comes from a feeling of, hey, I don't want to let anybody down. If I said I was going to do something, see, Kim, I could go on forever because now I'm about to get into integrity and all these things.
That's okay. We have a few more minutes. No, I love it because it is so important because all of us suffer sometimes with a lack of integrity, even though integrity is the, in my opinion, one of the number one characters of a person. We can all fall weak. Mm-hmm. We can all fall short, I guess is a better term. And that means that we will say we're going to do something, but then guess what? We find a reason not to.
Oh, yeah.
And we talk ourselves out of it. So I get what you're saying with that
accountability. It's saying you're going to do something in the time you feel like doing it. And then when the time comes, it's saying you don't.
I really feel like
doing this.
Or maybe you do don't it anyway. See a benefit for yourself. Or maybe you found something that you think is better. Right?
Yeah. So that's when I say accountability, I'm talking all those things. You got to have those people too. And if you do find yourself in that space where you're like, I don't feel like doing it. I know I said I was going to do it. But you have to have somebody that's going to pull you out.
Yeah, that's going to say no.
Because
do
they know
what you said you're going to do.
And they see what's best for you. They know you.
And they know you. And that's right. And they know that you are a person of integrity. And in that, and I'm speaking to everyone when I say that. When you have someone holding you accountable, they know, oh, you know what? Right now, they may not be acting like a person who has integrity, but I know they are.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have to just come back and remind them.
Yeah.
Remind us.
Oh, totally. And it comes back to your why, too, right? And I know their why. I know what they're trying to accomplish. And to get them there, sometimes it's a little bit of tough love, or it's a little bit of come on, because it's locking arms together. We got to do it together.
Moving in the same direction.
Yep.
And then I know this last one, you're going to be able to really, that's going to, we could talk all day about this one, but it's fear.
Yeah.
Right? So that third thing is like overcoming that fear. And so, you know, how'd you do it?
Whew. Practice.
Because it's still what you're saying is it sneaks up all the time.
It creeps up, man, doesn't it? It'll creep in when you least expect it. But you got power through. You know, it all comes into play. So now you're recognizing how strong your why is. You're recognizing your accountability part. Maybe you're leaning on him a little bit. But that fear pops in and it gets better with time. Okay. And I can say that with 100% confidence. I've been there. I've done it. It's scared. It's scared to put your name out there. It's scared to attach yourself to something. It's scared to say, hey, I actually can do this in the best way possible. So talk to me. You know, that's the amount of confidence that you have to have when you're trying to fulfill a dream and turn it to reality. But it's scary to say that. Like, I'm actually doing it the best. So you need to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That takes a lot of, I'm a big believer in personal growth too. So I know I mentioned a book earlier. I listen to podcasts and stuff. Sometimes we all need a good dose of inspiration and motivation. I'm sure you feel the same way,
Kim.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're a motivational speaker and we need
motivation all the time,
yeah.
Constantly,
yeah.
Because it's what inspires me. It's really all I read. I don't watch TV and the only thing I read is something that inspires me.
Yeah.
So that's important.
Oh, yeah. You got to fill it up because like we said, that fear will creep in when you least expect it. You know, so it's just building a thick skin. It's knowing that you're going to do it regardless, because I always love those like quotes too. When you see people when you see people talking and there's negativity, there's just so much negativity, you know? So that's a whole nother topic. That's something that I'm really going to work towards here is spreading happiness. But there's a lot of negativity and they're all trying to bring you down.
Right.
You know, and pull you off your, what they consider, you know, your soapbox. But that's really not the case. When you have good intention and you know in your heart what you're doing it for and you're spreading the positivity, you know, so you gotta develop that thick skin and not let them derail you too far off track, you know, so you can't get back on. So that all comes from personal growth. That all comes from believing in yourself, pouring into yourself, and then you can pour that into others. The more you fill yourself, you pour it into others. And the more people that you can speak to and pour into, you know, the more support, the more accountability, the more, you know, you're going to be surrounded by it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just to, you know, your team members must just be so thankful to have you as their leader, because goodness, Ingrid, you got so much. And I bet you somebody's listening right now that may be curious too. How do I get in touch with Ing?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I need what she has.
You know? Right. Hey, I would love it. Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, and I know that you love meeting with people and just having some coffee and sharing about your product and what you love so much about
it. I do. Well, and it's just meeting new people. Too many times I see people just being, they're scared. It's almost like stranger danger, what we're taught when we're younger. But, you know, there's a lot of cool people out there. A lot of people who are doing a lot of things. And unless we can all come together, you know, we need to know about
that.
Well,
that's how you and I met.
Yes. Stranger.
Stranger danger.
You didn't know me or what I do. Hey, Kim, I want to know you.
Yeah, you called me.
I did.
And you left me a message. You had heard about me. One of your friends told you about me and you reached out.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we met. And the next thing you know, we hit it off.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, here we are 2-3 years later.
Yeah.
And growing together and learning and inspiring each other and really holding each other accountable too.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
I know. It is how it works. And that's where that fear comes in. You got to let go of fear. It's scary to reach out to somebody you don't know. I get it. You know, but you just never know. I can name, like, I have a handful. I can, right on the top of my head right now, handful of people that I did not know 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 1 year ago, 6 months ago. I have those people and they are at the top of my list of who I am going to talk to and who I feel super comfortable and totally myself around. How great.
That is awesome. And we want to help you do the same thing.
Yep.
And so how can someone reach out to you, Ing? What's your preferred methodology? If that person's listening to the show right now and they're yeah, I'm a stranger. How do I contact her and be like, hey, I want to learn about you.
I wish I could just give my phone number, but I better not do that. But I will if you message me.
Yeah. Okay. So how can they message you?
Well, you can find me Facebook, Plexus with Ing. I'm also on Facebook as Ingrid Bile. I mean, feel free. You can reach out to me there as well.
And you can find her at ivedecided.org.
Yeah.
If you go to ivedecided.org and click on resources, you're going to find her under health and wellness and nutrition. And she's listed in a couple different places.
Mm-hmm.
And just click on there. Reach out. Send her a message. Find out.
Yeah.
More about Ingrid and learn about how you can dream big too. And you can also meet her again, like I said, in person at the half day conference. We'd love to have you join us there. Come sit in our power session. Do you have a dream Are you, you know, you said, Ingrid, and I love this. I think so many people feel this way, that deep burning desire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You just know you're meant to do more.
Yep. Absolutely.
And sometimes yes. You don't even know what it is.
You don't. I was going to say that, too. I mean, I've watched that desire. I mean, it transforms. It becomes something different. I've gone with my strong suits. You know, I leaned into my strength. I didn't really get fulfilled there. I've leaned into a weakness. You know, I may not gotten fulfilled there. So once you find, though, like the powerhouse where you're really going to like propel, it's so it becomes so much more stronger, and you can't help but move forward.
And you know what? I have to say this too. That powerhouse isn't about you at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's generally that gift that God has put in you,
mm-hmm.
that desire, that deep desire that you were born with. It's your God-given purpose, and it's all about others.
Yeah,
and
I just love it.
And it's what you do to help others. You know, sometimes the things that we do to earn a living, sometimes, like what you were saying, you were leaning into your talents, like mm-hmm. graphic design. You're mm-hmm. very talented, and you've helped us a lot with I've Decided in that as well. We've yeah. used your talents.
Right?
We have.
It's a good little tool to have in my tool belt. It's a good one.
It is a good one. But that creativeness, you've been able to utilize that in your own business mm-hmm. as well. I keep thinking about this, and I don't want to run out of time. I remember you did this little thing when I first met you. It was a couple years ago, but you were like running around town like with your little...
Oh, yeah. I was ex-girl.
You were ex-girl. That's what it was. I'm like, what was she? She was some type of super spy secret agent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It
was my Halloween costume, you know. So at one of our trips, and I used it as my Halloween costume, and I dressed up. I was ex-girl, you know, Plexus. That makes sense, right?
Okay,
that's where
now.
My tool belt came from. Now I just walk around with that tool belt on. But it was so fun because I could be just a character. You know, I also love theater.
Yeah. So that's perfect for you.
Yeah.
You were able to put that little bandana or some type of mask.
I had a mask. I mean, it was a superhero mask. I had a cape. And I did. I ran around town, and the looks I got, I mean, but it made me smile inside. I mean, how fun, right? Yeah, switch it up sometimes.
It's cracking me up. I got to go check out those pictures again.
Yep.
That just cracks me up.
It's pushing outside of comfort.
Talk about
you
that.
Know?
Yeah. And so I am just overexcited, Ingrid, that you are on our team with I've Decided, that you have linked arms with me.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, decided that we need to be together. And that's what it's all about. It's about that community
mm-hmm.
and that support of people who are like-minded. That, sure, of course we want to be successful. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do something with that success.
Yeah, it's a bigger picture.
It's a much, much, much bigger picture. So we want you to dream big and be inspired. And so I think you've really encouraged some people today.
Okay.
I bet you we're going to get some people go and register for the half-day conference, Ing, just so they can come see you.
Yay. Well, I can't wait to meet them.
All right. And you know, you can find Ingrid Bile on Facebook, of course, on our website, ivedecided.org. What's your dream? What is it that you want to achieve? What do you really want? Connect with Ingrid.
Yeah.
Find out what she's doing. It doesn't have to be that they want to sell the product or get on board with Plexus.
Oh, man. No.
It's not about that.
Find what it is. That's
right.
What I said. Find your wheelhouse, you know, because like I said, I've leaned into strength. But the thing is I would have never, if I was never open to this, because it wasn't a strength. I didn't think I'd be able to do something like this. It wasn't a strength. And so if I would have said no to it because it didn't fit me or it wasn't my personality or who I thought I was, I would have never learned so much about myself.
That's a great note to end on. Perfect. Ingrid, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. It's
just
fun.
Awesome. So excited. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show today. You can find more about I've Decided again at ivedecided.org. You can email me, kim@ivedecided.org. I would love to hear from you. Some advice. What do you want to hear on the radio? What are you looking for? Share some of your success stories. Just get in touch with us and join us at our half-day conference on Saturday, August the 26th from 9 to noon at Second Chance Church. Thanks so much again for tuning in, and we'll be with you again next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?